Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're in the Quicken Loan Studios in New York on CBS Sports Radio. I'm Pharrell with Carver. I am Mavi, a national mortgage lender. Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. The Home Depot Foundation's annual celebration of service season has begun. Join the Home Depot to help improve the quality of life for veterans. Visit serveveterans.com for more information on how you can help in your community. Also, CBS's Super Bowl season continues Sunday with an exciting double dip. Tom Brady and the Pats travel south to take on Mariota and the Titans. Then it's an NFC West showdown between the Seahawks and Rams in Lipstick City at the Coliseum. The action kicks off with the NFL Today, presented by Jeep at 12 Eastern, 9 Pacific, only on CBS. Get on PharrellOnTheBench.com for all the action Saturday and Sunday, not only in college and pro football, but in college basketball, NBA, NHL, boxing, MMA. You get it all at PharrellOnTheBench.com. You're going to love it. And email format, every pick is ranked, every play, every sport, every day, everything that's on the board, it's all there. You're going to dig it. Trust me. Everybody's doing it. They just won't admit it. PharrellOnTheBench.com. Check out the Saturday and Sunday episodes of Pharrell on the Bets, my Westwood One sports betting show. Pharrell on the Bets, Saturday, Sunday, both days. Fresh show, 65 is Saturday, 66, super, super 66, super Mario Lemieux on Sunday, number 66 on Sunday. So check it out and follow us on Twitter at OnTheBets, WWO. Subscribe free. It can't be that hard for you. I know how lazy you are with that bong of yours. All right, Jamie Eisenberg is back from CBS Sports at CBS HQ. You hear him on CBS Sports Radio every Saturday night and every Sunday morning. Saturday night at 10, Sunday morning at 11 with I Am Fantasy. But he's better known for Pharrell on the Bench. Every Friday night he goes off, rocks off style, with you, the fans, on all your fantasy questions. How you doing, Jamie?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm hanging in, brother. All right, let's start it up with Hugh in Portland, Oregon. Someone finally beat the guy Troy in New York. Jesus, stop the press.
Bro, I actually met Trey today.
Oh, hold on a second, Hugh. What happened? How'd you meet him?
I had to do an event in New York today, and I met him. He came to the event. It was pretty cool.
So he shafts us at night because he met you today already.
That's right. He says he sets his alarm every day. He works at MTA for the buses, and he sets his alarm on his way home to make sure he calls first every week.
That is awesome, but he blew us off tonight, so screw him. I'm glad you got to meet him, though. Nice guy, helping everybody get around the city. That's cool. Our main man, Trey, in New York, has failed for the first time ever to not be the first on. Hugh is the new victor and the new champion. Get him the chalice, Carver High, full of beer. There you go, Hugh. You're now the champion. I think that would be your cue at this point, Hugh, to start talking.
I'm very, very sorry. I was listening to the other fellow. Hey, I got two great tight ends this weekend, Howard and Kittle. Need to know which one to play. And my other question, I kind of feel like I'm playing house money with my backup quarterback, Trubisky. I'm wondering if I might make a play for Mullins from San Francisco to have a good game on Monday and be sliced bread and use him for trade baits a little bit later on, or possibly – if I have to use him later on, he's a better play than Trubisky, who might sit out the last couple of games, depending on the division, where the Mullins fella might play out the whole season playing from behind.
All right, also, so, Jamie, what do you think there? That's getting a little bit stretched out for me. I gotta get, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. you want to go Kittle over Howard, and then I would play just stick with Trubisky. You want to pick up Mullins, that's fine, but you're going to play Trubisky. He's not going to be resting at the end of the season. There's no way. The Bears are locking up that division at this.
Yeah, I was like thinking to myself, why would you get rid of Trubisky for some guy that's played one game and had like the night of his life? He could end up being a disaster. Who knows what he's going to be. What do you think his future holds?
I think, you know, they go into their bye next week. If he plays well, he'll be the guy until, you know, the end of the year, until he struggles. But If he struggles this week, then it'll be Beathard coming back after the bye week.
All right, Steve in Fairfax, Virginia. You can see that Jamie's out partying in New York tonight, and someone's buying him drinks. You can just feel it on the phone line. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, man, what's up, man?
How you doing, brother?
Good, man. Stay in the league. O.J. Howard or Jordan Reed? I got a feeling Jordan Reed's going to wake up. Which one should I go with?
I love Howard.
I do, too. You can't play Jordan Reed until he shows you something. It's a great matchup. I mean, the Bucs are so bad against tight ends. They're so bad against everything. But I still think you look at what O.J. Howard has been doing. You know, the connection between Fitzpatrick or Jameis Winston, it's been good no matter what. So you stick with him this week.
So Jamie's got fans just scouring him tonight at some place in New York. You can see they're screaming his name. And he should have come into the studio. He would have been safe, but he's out and about. People are just hammering him for autographs. He can't even do two segments tonight. So if you want to ask questions about your horrible status in your fantasy league, now would be the ideal time to pick up the phone because I'm doing one segment with him because he's got so many fans chasing him. It's like a boy band with a bunch of high school chicks. They're screaming his name, yelling, trying to rip his clothes off. It's unbelievable. Jay in New Jersey.
Hey, what's good, guys? Hey, Jamie, I'm PPR league, MVS or Christian Kirk, and what's your quick take on stashing Lamar Jackson? Thanks.
I think it's a good beat the waiver wire guy with Lamar Jackson just because his running ability is going to give him a floor that, you know, we love to see in fantasy, especially if it's 4 points for passing touchdowns. And then I love Marquez Valdes-Scantling. MVS, I think, is headed for stardom. No Geronimo Allison. Maybe no Randall Cobb. The Dolphins secondary is not good. They're dealing with guys walking off the field in the middle of games with Rashad Jones. So Aaron Rodgers at home after two straight losses, that's going to be a big, big play looking at MVS on that outside at the receiver spot.
Wasn't your start of the week this week Aaron Jones?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a big Packers offensive explosion. 10-point favorites. I buy into that. The Dolphins on the road coming off a win, a division win for them. Then they go into their bye next week. I think this is a bad spot for the Dolphins. Great spot for the Packers after two straight losses.
855-212-4227. I see you got Rivers, Wentz, Goff, Ryan, and Fitzmagic as quarterbacks to start.
Yeah, you know, you look at Ryan last week was a huge performance for him. You know, typically he doesn't play well on the road outdoors and, you know, comes in and lights up that Washington defense, which had seemingly been playing great. So looking at this Browns defense this week, I don't think they're going to slow him down by any stretch. So love Matt Ryan this week.
What do you think is going to happen to Blake Bortles' career in Jacksonville with the season he's having?
I don't think he's going to be long for the Jaguars. Clearly, that's the spot they need to upgrade. You know, this defense has a window that you don't want to lose, and so they need to find some situation at quarterback. We'll see if it's a free agent. You know, maybe they go the Joe Flacco, Eli Manning route when those guys are let go, or, you know, Eli probably going to retire. But they need to find a young quarterback there that can come in and be the answer. They should have. What they did, they made a mistake. Taking Leonard Fournette when they did, when you had Deshaun Watson and Patrick Mahomes on the board, they should have taken one of those quarterbacks.
There you go. Jamie Eisenberg with us. Greg in Knoxville, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Jamie, my man, you've already answered my question about the MVS, so let me ask you, should I be worried about playing Fournette this week?
I mean, you know, I think he's going to be one of those guys where, you know, you hope you get the Dalvin Cook performance where, you know, they're going to try and ease him back in, but he comes out and plays great. The Colts defense is good, not great. My colleague, Steve Briscoe, who's tied to the Jaguars, knows them very well, says 65% of the carries for Fournette. He actually is predicting a big game. I think you see Fournette probably in that 60, 70-yard rushing range, has a chance to score, so number two running back.
There you go, Greg. Have a good weekend. So when Jamie, are you doing the show from the CBS Sports Radio studios this weekend on Saturday and Sunday?
No, but we are doing – we have a studio in Connecticut, Stamford, Connecticut. We're doing our video show. CBS Sports HQ is going to be there on Sunday.
Oh, that's
so,
right.
The Mimosa Hour will be from CBS Sports
HQ.
Yeah,
I knew that. I forgot that you guys had facilities now in the middle of nowhere in Connecticut. Very exciting news.
That's right.
As opposed to here in New York City, maybe they get tax relief or something doing it there. Rick in South Carolina.
Hey, how you doing, guys? First time calling, so don't really know the protocol. But my question is this. Keenan Allen, I've been playing him. He's doing great in the PPR, but not getting in the end zone. I've got Jeffries and Alshon Jeffrey and Brandon Cooks. I think one of them's on a bye this week. But I'm just struggling with it's like Keenan needs to break out, but I've been waiting for him to break out. What's the story?
Yeah, totally understandable. You're playing Brandon Cooks for sure. He's been awesome. Great matchup this week against Seattle. Jeffrey Al's a good matchup against Al's also. Their secondary's played well, and he's obviously been touchdown dependent. But now you have Golden Tate there, so I'm a little bit concerned about him. Keenan Allen coming off a 100-yard game. It's the Raiders. It's a great situation. I agree with you. It's been a little bit frustrating. His second half last year was great. This is the start of his second half this year going off. You play him this week as well.
All right, there you go, Rick. Have a good weekend. So why is Drew Brees a bust for you this week?
If you look at what the track record is for him, certainly the last 2 years, when they go on the road, they lean on their run game. He doesn't throw as much, especially when he's facing a team that doesn't have an explosive offense. Now, the Bengals, I would have said, would have put up a good fight here offensively, and they still might, clearly, but no A.J. Green. I don't think you'll see Brees throwing the ball a lot. He's been right around 30 pass attempts, except when they're playing the Rams. But, again, that's a home game for them. So you look at his last three road games, he's been 20 points or less. Right now, the number you want to look for is 22, 23, 24 points. I think he falls short of that. So he's still a guy you start, but he's not a must start. He's not a must play like you typically think of.
What do you think will happen to Dez Bryant now that he's tore his Achilles?
I think he's done. You know, you don't come back from that injury right away. He's probably going to miss the start of the 2019 season. Look, it took him until week 10 to get signed. So clearly there's not a guy that's in high demand. And so it stinks. You know, not that, you know, Dez is the end-all, be-all that was going to turn the Saints into a Super Bowl contender. They're already there to begin with. But you would have liked to see what you could do in this offense with Drew Brees, playing with Sean Payton, all those things. It's just, you know, if you're a fan of the NFL, no matter what you think of him as a person, he's good. He would have been good to see in this offense, and we just get robbed of that because of an injury, second practice in for the Saints.
Do you think they're making the right decision with Dak Prescott, like saying, like when Jerry Jones said, we'll extend him no matter what? Like, do you think he's failing in Dallas, and do you believe in him?
He's taking a step back. You know, he's looking like a third-round quarterback as opposed to a guy that, you know, looked like he got passed over, should have been a first-round pick as you know, he showed his rookie campaign. But he has no weapons. I mean, you know, we're one game into the Amari Cooper tenure. Let's see how that goes. Let's see how the offensive line responds, especially if they get Travis Frederick back next year. Really can't count on that. But, you know, he's one of those guys that in the ideal situation, which they had when his rookie campaign, you know, with the healthy Dez Bryant, with Ezekiel Elliott playing great, that offensive line being dominant, he looked good. And so I think he'd get back to that. But, look, you know what quarterback play is in the NFL, Pharrell. If you don't have a good one, you don't have anything. And he's better than the slugs of the world, but is he, you know, an elite level guy? Probably not. So they're going to have to make the decision. You say the positive things not to support him. I think they're doing the right thing.
Last question. What do you think of the Steelers now after five straight wins?
I always thought that they were the second best team in the AFC behind the Patriots. You know, you can put them there now if you want to. I think that the Chiefs have probably been a little bit ahead of them and probably will stay there. But between the Chiefs, the Patriots, the Steelers, and the Chargers, those are the four best teams. Hopefully we get a good playoff matchup between all four of those guys. But we got to see if Pittsburgh can play Jacksonville and, you know, sort of get rid of those demons after not beating the Jaguars twice last year when they embarrassed them full time.
All right, have fun in Connecticut this weekend, Jamie. Good stuff. I'll see you next week. Safe travels.
Thanks, Pharrell. Appreciate it, bud. How are we doing?
All right, you can check him out Saturday night. I Am Fantasy at 10, Sunday morning, 11 a.m., Mimosa Hour. And we also do the Breakfast at Tiffany's Pharrell on the Bet Show on Sunday mornings. Heavy competition going on there, Mafia.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4CBS, brought to you by Geico. Hey, everybody, here's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Do you need homeowners, renters, motorcycle, boat insurance? They have all of that. Just go to geico.com. So anyway, I started to think about these college games. There's so many, and I wanted to start getting into it. Call the show if you want to talk about any game on Saturday. There's so many. Everybody says this isn't a good week of football. Isn't that about what I'm hearing, that it's not a good week? Let's see about that right here. Because I don't think it's as bad as everybody thinks it is. Is it really that bad when I've got Auburn and Georgia playing at 7 o'clock and Florida State Notre Dame at 7:30 and Texas Tech at 7:30 and then Clemson BC at 8? Is that really that bad? Is it really? Because, you know, I'm thinking Wisconsin Penn State at noon. I mean, Mississippi State, Alabama, people say that sucks. Is that another blowout there? Automatic blowout in Tuscaloosa, or is that going to be a decent game? It's on CBS.
Automatic blowout.
Automatic blowout. What about Bedlam? Is that not good enough for you?
Automatic blowout.
Automatic. Northwestern Iowa, not good?
Yeah, I mean, it's a big game for that side of the Big Ten, that division.
Ohio State, Michigan State, not good enough for you?
That'd be a good game. I'd like to see Michigan State beat them. I don't think it's going to happen, but.
So, just so you know, Ohio State has to win this game. I mean, there's just no ifs, ands, or buts about it. If they fall to 5-2 in the conference, It's over. Michigan's not losing two games. Michigan will play for the Big Ten Championship. If Ohio State loses that game tomorrow in East Lansing at noon, it's over.
Right. And that's really what the big thing is this weekend, is you've got a bunch, all those teams at the top, you know, that top 5 and 6 in the college playoff.
Right.
They've got, you know, they've got games against teams that they maybe should beat, but some are tricky spots. I mean, Clemson going up to Chestnut Hill. It's going to be, you know, game day there for the first time in forever.
Cold,
the whole deal.
Rainy, snowy.
Yeah, Saturday night game. Who knows? I think Clemson still wins the game, but Notre Dame, they're going to have Wimbush in there. Tricky spot. Oklahoma playing a rival. You know, I think that's the thing this weekend. Ohio State going to Michigan State. Are those teams all going to just keep winning and move on to the next week?
Iowa's 3-3 in the conference. They're hosting Northwestern. Northwestern's 5-1. If they lose, they're 5-2. Then Wisconsin, if they were to beat Penn State, they would be 5-2. And I think, unless I'm mistaken, is this not about accurate? Northwestern beat Wisconsin, so head-to-head, Northwestern would still win that side of the, you know, the West in the Big Ten. So either way, they would have to lose again. Like, they would have to, let's say Northwestern lost at Iowa. They play Minnesota at Minneapolis and then Illinois at home. They're not losing either one of those games. In my view, Northwestern's not losing at Minnesota. And they're not losing to Illinois at Ryan Field in Evanston because Illinois sucks. But I'll give Illinois this. They won that game, right? That big game last week. Didn't they put 55 on somebody?
Minnesota.
Yeah.
Row the boat.
Minnesota rowing the boat in last place. Your boy PJ Fleck rowing the boat.
Yeah, that's not going well so far.
Yeah. So much for taking that big job in Minneapolis. How's that working out for him?
He's going to get one more year.
Is that what he gets?
What's he in the Big Ten this year? What's their record?
1-5.
Yeah, he's 1-5 in the Big Ten again next year. He's got a problem. He's gonna get another year because he's still gonna sell them with, you know, building the program.
Right.
Only his second year there, but he better not go 1-5 next year in the Big Ten.
Yeah. I feel like the problem with this week's schedule in college football is there are so many games that on name should be awesome. You know, the rivalry games or, you know, games of big teams. And then so many of these teams that usually are good and are coming to this game with maybe one loss or undefeated just aren't good this year. Like Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State's just been embarrassing with some of these losses they have between, you know, they lost to Kansas State, Iowa State, Baylor. Like, they're just not good for Gundy this year. Tech they lost to. You know, Auburn, Georgia should be awesome. And even though Auburn's ranked, though, they're not the same Auburn. We've seen a couple games where they just look terrible.
Their offense has been terrible.
You know, we have, you know, Florida State, Notre Dame. Florida State's been just abominable. We thought this year, like, this is going to be the comeback year. They were going to get back to what they should have been last year, and they just haven't been there. Even with Wimbush in there, that should be a slaughter. It's just so many games that should be great. When you look at the teams that are involved, one of the teams is just having an off year.
Remember when Colorado was unbeaten and everybody was talking about them? Now they're 5-4. They're hosting Washington State. The Cougars are 8-1 and 5-1 for Mike Leach in the Pac-12.
And that's what they – haven't they lost like 4 in a row? Because weren't they 5-0 going into that USC game?
Yeah.
And then USC beat them and they just gone right back down the hill ever since?
Well, Washington State's on top of the North Division of the Pac-12. And obviously they still have the game with Washington left. So Washington's at 5-2. So Washington State can't afford to lose. They play – at Colorado, Arizona at home, and then the Apple Cup, right? That one also in Pullman this year, I believe. Right? They don't play that game somewhere else, do they? It's not a neutral. They're playing it at Pullman. I think that's the game. And that one's on 11/23 at 8:30 Eastern, and it is there, I believe. It is at Pullman at Martin Stadium.
Yes, it's in Pullman this year.
So there you go. That's going to be a huge game, I'll tell you what. You think Minshew can beat him in Pullman? You think Washington State can win the Pac-12?
I'm a believer now, yes. I do think they can win the Pac-12.
And then Kentucky and Tennessee at Neyland Stadium in Knoxville tomorrow. Obviously, Kentucky came crashing back down to earth after Georgia went to Lexington and beat that ass. Right now they know exactly who they are.
That's all right. Kentucky's going to do that to Tennessee tomorrow.
Is that the same thing? They're going to give them a little deliverance?
A little beatdown.
A little beatdown, huh?
You know what? I mean, it's great for our boy Leach in Washington State that they have that at home, but usually they alternate that when it's not in Pullman the other years where, like, Washington's the host is in Seattle, which is kind of – to me, it kind of sucks that it's not there this year. How awesome would that be at the Seahawks Stadium with those two teams playing for the North? And, like, usually it's like, okay, Washington's great and Washington State's kind of – okay, but they really don't have a chance. Like, this is the best game that's been in years. How awesome would that be in that NFL stadium?
Yeah, but I think it's going to be even rowdier in Pullman and more like the Apple Cup.
That's the type of – they should never play that on a neutral field.
Kansas State, you're not excited about that game tomorrow in Manhattan, Kansas, Garber High?
Yeah, I won't be tuning into that one.
I think I told you this story. The Crabs once at Kansas State, maybe. It's not a – are we on the air? Check 1, 2. it wasn't a nice trip, I remember. Speaking of bad, they're 3-6. How bad is Bill Snyder? Didn't he just do a new deal, too, to stay there until he's dead? No offense. I'm not trying to be mean or anything.
That's
like,
a legitimate statement.
Is he not, like, 95 years old or something?
He's up there.
He's not actually 95. I think he's 76. I could be wrong. I'm wrong frequently. Just wanted to admit that as well. There's a game
and he's 79 years 79, old.
79, that's close. Yeah, you know. That was ballpark. Lafayette and Army. Carver High asked me if I wanted to go up to West Point tomorrow.
It's an unbelievable place to see.
It's quite the history there. Vandy and Missouri, wouldn't want to miss that. Ole Miss and A&M at Kyle Field. How is it, Jimbo, with all that money you're making down there to not be ranked? You know what I mean? Illinois, Nebraska, and Lincoln, Maryland, and Indiana. I think Maryland has hit a wall after all of the problems there and players dying, coaches getting fired, everything else. I mean, they've just really – and then Michigan State kicked their ass. I bet Indiana beats them too. I really do. They'll go to Bloomington. And Indiana can't beat anybody. Is there anything worse than that's my alma mater, and I can't even wear an Indiana sweatshirt anywhere because someone will either laugh at me or throw an egg on me or punch me in the face.
Well, it's basketball season already too now, so maybe they just think you're rooting for that team.
I can't wear it now anyway with some of those tough games they're playing down there, like Chicago State. They played another one tonight. I forget who it was. It was another bad one.
Do you even still own Indiana garb? Because I don't think I've ever seen you in it.
I don't have any Indiana garb, no. It's unfortunate that I don't have any of my alma mater. I do like Indiana basketball, though, but I have nothing for the football program, zero. I have absolutely no investment in that at all. North Carolina and Duke tomorrow, that's supposed to matter, but it won't.
Basketball?
I wish it was basketball.
Because it doesn't matter if it's not basketball.
Well, it would matter if they were playing basketball. I'd be into it.
If they were playing basketball, that would overtake everything else. It'd be on ESPN.
Right.
Game day would be whichever arena it was in. They wouldn't care about football.
Oregon and Utah tomorrow at Salt Lake Shakers at Rice-Eccles. And then how about Miami, Georgia Tech? That's not bad at Bobby Dodd. Temple and Houston I think will be a good game in Houston. South Florida, Cincinnati is actually a good game in the Queen City. A couple weeks ago, South Florida, they were both undefeated. Now they both have losses. South Florida dropped two games. And then Cal and USC, remember when that used to matter? And then that's it. The other games, they're not worth mentioning.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
Carver High, how much of a problem is it for you to eat the bag of popcorn or slowly? Because I noticed that you and I both have a certain pace to the amount. Because I finish off the whole bag every time.
Yeah, but, I don't do that.
Oh, so you just have a few and then put it away?
Oh, like a half, you know, like half of it.
Yeah, I crank the whole bag. But my question to you is: do you go through a period of? Is there like a chip count that you're on? Like in terms of your eating them, because you don't eat them as violently as I do. Where I am doing trips to the men's header south end zone to get you know, the cheese off of my fingers.
Yeah, I'm not at that kind of pace.
You're not there?
Just regular, just like a normal human speed.
I went and bought 10 bags of them. That won't even make it for 2 weeks of shows.
Because
I'll bang out.
You'll get them at home, too.
Yeah, I'll bang them up. That's automatic. And then, you know, on the weekend, you probably enjoy it even more, you know? It works one thing. At home, it's like, you know, on the sofa or whatever. You're fully engaged then. I think, anyway. So the Celtics have come back to make this a game. They're down 105-98 to the Jazz in Salt Lake Shakers with 5.5 to go and rolling. They fought their way back. They were getting their ass beat in this game.
Second night in a row, right? They were getting whacked and came out of nowhere.
Do you think that they can come back and win this game?
Yes, I do.
Down 7.
Yes.
You think the Jazz will blow this game?
I do think so.
With guys like Ricky Rubio out there, that they'll still blow it. And Ingles, right?
Yep, I think the Celtics are going to win this
did
game.
Did they give Hayward the business tonight there?
How could they? Did they?
They did, yeah. They were booing him. They booed him in intros. They were booing him when he was touching the ball. I guess it's nice little, I loved you guys so much, but I'm leaving. Letter didn't do much good.
Yeah, I guess not. I've always told you those letters are the cheesiest thing ever. Joe Mauer did one today.
Especially when it, well, at least he's retiring. He's not leaving to go somewhere else. It's when the guys, you know, sign a free agency or, you know, demand a trading, force the team to get rid of him, that then they write the letter. It's like, really, how much did you love us? Because you wanted out of town and as much as you could. It's funny that, you know, in a place like Salt Lake, which isn't, aren't they supposed to be like some of the nicest people in the country? When even they'll boo you, you know that you really messed up.
Actually, they say that that's the nastiest crowd in the NBA. That Salt Lake Shakers. That it's
good for them.
It's a very vociferous crowd, very loud, very nasty.
Very loyal to their team and only their team?
For sure. But, I mean, they really, they give you the business there if they don't like you. Apparently, they don't like him anymore because he bolted. Yeah, there's nothing I hate worse, literally, than the farewell letters to fans in the city.
Only thing I hate worse than the farewell letters is the farewell tours. When, you know, somebody's retiring an all year, every team's, you know, like throwing roses at their feet every game. It's the most terrible thing.
That's what they do around here for thing ever. That's what they do around here for radio hosts. They have farewell tours. Didn't they have a full year farewell tour here, Carver High? Didn't they have that?
Longer than that.
I could ask Joe. He knows everything. I don't know anything because, like, they asked me today what I thought of all the fighting, and I'm like, I don't have anything to do with it. A lot of fighting here. A
lot of feuds.
A lot of infighting, colleague fighting.
I went back and looked into that thing the guy called you about last night.
Is that right?
I did.
Is that worth mentioning on the air, or is it?
I don't think that the guys were doing, there was none of that.
There was none of
it. I think the caller was in the wrong.
Oh, the caller was giving me the business?
I think the caller misinformed you of what was going on.
Well, what did I say?
Well, you didn't say anything. The caller had told you that that the guys up there were.
And what was my reaction to the people up there allegedly that were mocking me, allegedly? Because I didn't know what to say.
You basically just said you don't care. You don't know who anybody is. You don't know what's this. What's, you know, you didn't really care.
Is that
quite
fair? Is that a fair answer though?
Like, that was a fair answer.
I mean, I don't have any beef with anybody. I think it's, you know,
and
great.
I don't think that these guys.
It's a great station in Boston, the hub. It's incredible. I think, you know, with the fans there, the sports there, it's, you know, to me, they're both great stations. They both make a lot of money. They both get huge ratings because there's so many great sports fans there. I don't think it matters.
I don't think that these guys have any beef with you whatsoever. I think that the caller was a little bit in the wrong by what he said. The guys, admittedly, I listened to it before.
Oh.
It was brought to my attention.
Is that right?
And they said basically, you know, sometimes they do impressions of your voice, but they love you.
Oh,
they
that's
basically
awesome.
Said tonight.
There you
so
go. That's awesome.
That's all that. That
well,
that
I didn't.
They did.
Did I say something bad about them?
You didn't. All you said was, I don't know who the guys are, but whatever. People say bad things about me all the time. I don't care.
Yeah. Or
so
I may have said, did I say anything like, if that's the case, then kiss my ass?
Yes,
or something.
You did say that.
But I don't. But I don't know. So I wouldn't have anyone kiss my ass unless it was appropriate. For people to kiss my ass.
Yeah, I think that the guys were killing the caller that called you last
Listen,
night.
I have.
That, so.
There. It was funny because this is a really good subject. I have been through this. So, and I'm not trying to be the guy that I swear to God, I don't want to be that guy that is on the air just bragging about how long he's been doing it. There's two sides to that story too. The guy that's been doing it forever that talks about how long he's been doing it is the guy everybody wants to get rid of at some point or another. Like, how long do we have to put up with this? Or this guy's war stories about his career. That's not my point. My point of it always was this. Like, can you imagine, like, I've done it nationally now for like 25 straight years, right? And I mean, really, the only year I didn't was Miami, right? Is that not about right? So my thing is, can you imagine going back to my days in Los Angeles when I had to deal with this stuff on the fan, where Mike and the Mad Dog were attacking me every day and saying they were going to quit the station if they kept airing my show. And then the show was doing phenomenally well in ratings in New York, but that didn't matter because no one liked me on the station. The bosses, the salespeople, the hosts, none of them. And I had to deal with that when I was young, right? So here I was dealing with all these people from New York talking bad about me every day, and it was the beginning of my career, and I was syndicated nationally. It was the first show ever syndicated sports. What was it? Tell me what other show in radio, in sports talk. Me. That's who it was. So I did it, and I didn't have time to worry about two dudes I'd never heard of. I didn't know them.
There's a time in every friendship when you have to say, I never liked you, get lost.
Like, so my thing was, I didn't know them. So
oh,
I didn't,
right.
I didn't
well,
know.
Well, that guy got their names wrong anyway, so it didn't matter.
Okay, so, like, when I had it, when I had the beefs with them back in the day, I didn't know them. So eventually I figured out who they were and what was going on and how big they were and how enormous they were in New York. And then I realized, at some point or another, this wasn't going to go well or end well. So I think that kind of was that phase. And then I had to deal with the stuff when I went to Howard Stern with the O&A crowd, because I was friends with them always. And
right.
Then that turned upside down on me, and then they hated me. And I went through all those years of that war. And then for
As you talked about with Opie on the podcast.
On the podcast, I told him everything. So all of that stuff to me is unsettling. I'm not a fan of it. I'm not a guy that... believe it or not, you can think whatever you want, but the reality is, the truth of the matter is this. I root for everybody that does this. Everyone. I'm not out to get anybody. I'm not the guy that roots against anybody. I'm not the guy that thinks he's better than anybody. I'm not the guy, even though I am. I don't go around acting like, you know, I'm special or something. I just do it. That's all I do. And then, like, I told the one guy tonight, I don't, like, listen to it. I don't get into the sports radio thing
right.
in my life. That's not something I do. I mean, people know now, don't they, Mafia, that I just play basketball. That's all I do. That's all I do. I do nothing else.
Pretty much, yeah.
I try to get some leg.
Play basketball, eat popcorn.
And then try to get leg.
Try to get leg.
That's it.
Watch terrible movies.
And go to movies.
Gamble heavily. Don't forget.
I gamble heavily. And then, you know, there was a stretch there. There was a window there where I did a lot of bad things.
Right, right.
There was a lot of activity going on with, you know, booze and drugs.
Well, I just thought you should know that guy misinformed you last night.
Excuse me, brother. What we call drugs is 74th Street Baptist Church. We call us sin.
That's what we like, son. A little bit of that leg and a little dabble, do you? A little shagadoo. A little puffy shagadoo. Anyway, yeah, I don't root for anybody to do poorly, or I don't hate anyone. And in fact, I don't hate anyone. I don't even know anyone in Boston. Do I? I don't know any of these.
These
people.
Are the guys that are on before you, and they're pretty.
I think they're
thought
awesome.
They were pretty good. I'd never get to hear them because obviously.
Oh, so now you like
I'm
their
New
show
York.
Better than this one. Is
I'm in New York. I only listened to their 13-minute clip of discussing the caller last night. Who they were killing because the caller got the one guy's name
well,
wrong that called you up.
Well, what is his name?
Well, the one guy's name is Christian Arcand, who the guy said it was like Carton or something like that.
Yeah.
The guy called last night and said Adam Jones and Carton. And
that's what he did.
Yeah, so it was Christian Arcand was the guy's name. I thought they were pretty good. I never heard him before, so they were funny.
They're awesome. I don't have any problem
They
with
love
that.
You. They
did
say,
I not
they
say
they
I have no problem?
Sometimes.
I said, I don't even know these people. Like, how am I supposed to hate someone I don't know? Well, Mafia, I'm pretty good at that, too, when you think about it, with anybody that messes with me. On the, let's see, on the streets, how many fist fights have I been in now? 100?
I can tell you how to do that. I hate plenty of people I don't know.
And what about basketball? How many fights have I been in there?
I can't count that high.
Were you there the night I was going to get in a fist fight with Ope in the studios at Sirius?
I was there. I wasn't in that part of the building at that time. I was with your other guy.
How many? The
one that you didn't need.
The other guy that you didn't like.
The guy that was useless in a fight.
The other guy that was worthless. Anyway, how many times have you had to peel me off of someone before I get in a brawl? Like 100?
At least.
That's awesome. But how many radio people have you seen me beat up? Only like, is there even one?
No, you got in some arguments, some verbal altercations, you know, a handful of times, but that's it.
Do you remember when I yelled at the PR lady and got her,
yes.
cry? That was awesome when I made her cry. And then they made me go see anger management or something. What was it? They made me go see a shrink. An anger shrink. What did I do to him?
brain is damaged, you're addicted, you're pervert, you're not normal,
you know,
you're
what
societal.
I did to him? I made him angry. That's what I did to him. The anger shrink, I made him angry. I made him eat peanuts. And then he laid on a sofa and played with him. Well, never mind.
Oh, my God!
Oh, that was a stop in the middle of a bad swing at the 12th hole. Like a bad tee-off swing. Got to stop it in mid-flight, start
over.
What is
wrong with you?
Got a lot of problems. Mafia, do you remember when I think I went there and they tried to give me sleepy pills?
Yeah, they did try to stabilize your mood for a while, and that did not go well.
Remember, they tried to stabilize me. He's stable. Rudder. No. They don't need my help up at the hub, Carver High, don't they? Aren't they number one in everything? They kill everybody. They're running the world up there. They got every team. Celtics. I listen to the Celtics games on the hub.
Celtics, Patriots.
Now, people say that I don't listen to sports talk. I don't, but I do listen to sports play-by-play on the radio. I do listen to a lot of games on. I listen to a lot of Celtic games, Bruin games. I don't listen to the teams around here because I hate all of them. Thank you. I listen to Penguin games. God bless the Penguins. They're never the same unless Mike Lang's calling the game.
Right
I just
now,
wanted to say
he
that.
He doesn't know whether to cry or whine as one.
Is it safe to say that if your favorite guy that calls the games isn't calling the games anymore, that no matter who's doing it for him, that you just can't love them the same way?
Bingo. How fun.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.